and the pretentiousness of ideologies lies in that in order to coexist, they have to close an eye on one another. And any finesse is unsustainable and only for those who vegetate on most unnatural forms of hedonism. And too often the best character for a book is also the worst of its readers. And paradoxically, a revolution only works out if it doesn't work out, as if it works out, it only enforces what it fought against. And in their mental constructions, humans experience fevers that have nothing to do with the natural surrounding that their delirium come to affect. And the recognition requires a specificity that hinders the evolution of the author and of culture at large. And clarity should only be about the current development and not about the statement we try to cement. And while proud people are stuck in their vanity, pioneers in their naivety are the first to explore, but will anyway be replaced by the former as soon as they make a discovery. And the two extremes of ideology have made humans accept the most unnatural of things, respectively that life should die and that death should live. And the roles assigned to us by nature are clear, and that is one has to take care of the egg and the other has to take care of building an egg around it. And not only machines but also civilizations ought to be designed with their inevitable collapse in mind. And we there speak to the present chaos or from the silent past. And by winning a fight for an ideal, everything around us will lose it double-fold. And only by convincing humanity that there's no other alternative, they can be more respectful and grateful. And refusing anything pleasant, we might take pleasure only of unpleasant things, but should really focus on simplicity. And there might be hundreds doing most original works, yet the thousands surrounding us have chosen to be most conventional. And the greatest luxury is to keep our nature at all times presentable, yet unused and deprived of any meanings. And something or someone will come against us, yet we have to be so fortified not to care about it. And while natural beauty is always a question of removing, natural beauty is always a question of adding. And more technology has progressed, the more the naughtiness of people in power have had catastrophic effects. And all external exchanges at last are just ways to boost our internal pride. And the strongest is the infrastructure protecting us, the less we can see through the clear truth. And no society is made up of better or worse people, but it is only their turn to either blossom or decay. And while dictators are those who try to expand their empires, poets are those who try to stay intimate with their nature. And as traditions need to be specific of a place, spirituality ought to be specific of the mind. And most importantly, our system ought to be kept rudimentary so as to allow more in-depth thoughts. And at last, socially speaking, it is best to go for the less self-destructive politics. And most of us will die not understanding that we are on Earth on a lease. And if our feet gets cuffed to go forward, our brain is free to go backward. And the highest disturbance to the natural peace are any bourgeois extensions. And the importance of life is perhaps to die happy and have made other people happy. And in time or space, what a new regime will try to do is to restore the power of previous regimes. And the one problem with luxury is that using slaves, the owner ought to constantly inject new capital to feel like he's taking care of it. And too much is our focus on the outer look of the chassis, but that is relative as the motor within is all it counts. And while many think that each individual have to go through the history of all individuals, we may think that humanity itself has to go through the history of one individual. And most importantly, we shouldn't associate ourselves with the adventure of a politician only seeking personal glory. And understanding ourselves, we can proceed understanding our ancestry and from there divine our primordial role. And in order not to hate what our nature would otherwise love, we have to learn to desert society. And as winter approaches, our new spring is but the reminiscence of our old one. And we shall reroute ourselves so deeply in our nature that no social regime can uproot us again. And without all the evil to defeat, no quest would be left to challenge our noble hero. And if the final goal is to maintain or expand our property, the result is always most degrading. And put it plain and simple, the precondition for a sublime poetry is the renunciation for any worldly aspiration. And so much society wanted to be in control of everything that to take care of everything, now it has to use the most brutal machineries. And in our artificial society, the natural resources of the past now become the burden we ought to get rid of. As we now have the proof that what was exploited exploits, what is left is to fully embrace self-sufficiency. And humans have to go to sleep, and societies have to go to sleep, and civilizations have to go to sleep if they hope to regain their initial energy. And there is a story, and there could be another story, yet oftentimes there is no story, and we have to start searching. And the replacing of the human agent from mechanization have dried our existence from its magical lymph. and not even the highest level of fiction can compete with a fairly mature poetry of time. And fully free, we can never appreciate our freedom unless we find ways of self-enslavement. And rather than borrowing opinions, we should develop a faculty to doubt anything given. And a clear concept does not only have a clear beginning, but also a clear end. And perhaps the main cause of our traumas are the rigid channels in which we have to flow and from which we have to break free. And what we consider as emerging issues are in fact a resolution at the very root. Naturally, we would build nestles to accommodate life, and yet bourgeois build their strongholds to accommodate death. And what is bad is just moved out and made worse due to the fact that it still has to find its way back in. And the more we are not recognized, the more we have to keep unaccounted, building a whole new level of humanity. And if the gravity to survive doesn't allow us to be professional, it does provide our voice the necessary authenticity. With the increasing number of gatekeepers, there is an increasing number of deals to evade them, leaving the lower class unable to rise.